Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Faith Hallett, 92 of Richland Center, died last Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from now until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Faith Hallett, 92 of Richland Center. Irma Mae Brown, 83 of Richland Center, died unexpectedly December 22nd at her winter home in Mission, Texas. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 4 to 7 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Mount Tabor Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Mount Tabor Cemetery or a charity of your choice. Irma Mae Brown, 83 of Richland Center. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101 of Avoca, died January 22nd. Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94 of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca, died February 14th. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside military rites will be held for Lionel at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Avoca Fire EMT Department, the Frank O'Brien Legion Post, Shriners Hospital in Minneapolis, St. Jude's, or a local food pantry. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101 of Avoca, and Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94 of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca. Betty Beinborn, 91 of Boscobel, died April 4th from congestive heart failure. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at Immaculate Conception Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 to 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be sent to the Tuffley Center in Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Betty Beinborn, 91 of Boscobel. Carrie Lee Felton, 59 of Richland Center, died March 13th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life with a time for sharing will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at Lonesome Dove in Boaz. A private burial will be held at a later date at Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Mount Tabor Cemetery are preferred. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements for Carrie Lee Felton, 59 of Richland Center. Gladys Slaney, 85 of Kenosha, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday in Kenosha. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Gladys Slaney, 85 of Kenosha, formerly of Richland Center. Vernon Charles Carter, 72 of rural Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Friday, May 2nd, from 2 until 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to Pine Valley Community Village or Schmidt Woodland Hills. Vernon Charles Carter, 72 of rural Richland Center. Sherry L. McGowan, 78 of Muscadet, died April 16th after a long battle with cancer. A funeral discourse will be held Saturday, May 3rd at 3 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The funeral will also be available on Zoom. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, May 3rd from 2 until 3. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Jehovah's Witnesses or another charity. Sherry L. McGowan, 78 of Muscadet. Maureen K. Harper, age 63, died today in hospice care at Villa at Lincoln Park in Racine. Memorial services will be held Saturday, May 3rd at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, May 3rd from noon until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Chicago Shriners Children's Hospital, First Christian Church in Kenosha, or Compass Hospice in Mount Pleasant. Maureen K. Harper, age 63. Philip Charles Gilbank, age 84, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held at a later date in Kenosha. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Philip Charles Gilbank, age 84.